Welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. And I have a good sermon for you today. Let me open in prayer and I'll begin the sermon. Good, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up, open their eyes and their hearts to where they're able to learn the lessons and to be able to apply them to their daily lives, to be able to share in the ministry work, to be able to share in the good news, the rewards, and reap the benefits of being a true servant of good or Jehovah's, and to be able to help others to change their lives too. Pray this in the name of your son, Yeshua, and that they accept Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, let me begin the sermon. These prophets saying, start Daniel chapter 11, verses 1 through 45 says, it speaks of the king of the north and the south conquest and how they treated God's servants. So it's talking about modern day times now here. Prophecy of Daniel. It speaks of the north conquering the south and the south conquering the north. Finally, the north conquering the land of glory and pushing at the south. At that time, Michael will stand up for the Holy Ones. And it is a time of deliverance for the Holy Ones. So we're talking about here the day of Armageddon, where the North will push against the South. So these countries are represented. The South is the U.S. The North is the Soviet Union. So these are the two countries that will push like they are now. With the, when it says pushing, we could take the instances in the East of where the Soviet Union is supplying ISIS, and they're fighting against the U.S. by, like they had this plane that was shot down not too long ago. And these are the instances it says that mean pushing, where the Soviet Union would intervene in wars that the U.S. is fighting. And the Soviet would intervene because they have... weapons of mass destruction, so does the U.S. The U.S. doesn't want a physical confrontation with them because they have weapons of mass destruction, and they are aligned with China in an alliance, as well as several other countries. And the U.S. just wouldn't want to go to war with them because of the great casualties that would occur. So, but one day it is going to occur where the North will push against the South, and the South will push back. And in this confrontation, that will be the day of Armageddon. And it will also be where what was not mentioned here is that the false religion will have been turned on by the global governments. And as we can see now, it's coming to that, as we see with the candidate for our office, Donald Trump, who says that he would outlaw Muslims from coming into this country. So that is a strike against the religious organization. And then the effects, if he ever got into office, what he actually would do to the Muslims here in the U.S. as well as other religions. So we see here that the Bible prophecy, the harlot of false religion will be turned on by the government, is coming about because the governments have turned on certain religious organizations and outlawed them, and like the Mormons and different organizations like that. Okay, so we know that the heart of the false religion in the last days will be turned on. The North and the South will be pushing against each other, and finally the North will be pushing against the South. It goes to say here, Daniel 12, verse 1 through 3. At that time, your people will be delivered to everyone whose name is found written in the book of life. Many of those sleeping in the dust of the earth will awaken, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting shame and abhorrence. So here we have in the last days, Armageddon Day, and in the last days, there will be a resurrection of those people. And some will be resurrected to everlasting destruction, some will be resurrected to everlasting life. And thus is promised here in the scriptures, as we can see at Daniel 12, verses 1 through 3. All right, that is it for my sermon, and now I'll begin the Bible reading. We're here at Deuteronomy chapter 32, and we're going through verses 21 through 33. And it goes to say, "They arouse my jealousy with a non-god, and provoke me with their vanities," meaning their profound acts, vanities. "I will arouse their jealousy with a non-people, and provoke them with a vile nation." That means a nation to come up against them, to destroy them, or punish them. "For my anger has been fired up, it burns to the depths of Sheol, devouring the earth and its crops, kindling the very root of the hills. I will heap disasters on them and use up all my arrows against them. Fatigued by hunger they will be, consumed by fever and bitter defeat. I will send them the fangs of the wild beasts," that means the animals turning against them and showing their sinful nature, "and the poison of the reptiles crawling in the dust," so the serpent's poisons and the other animals' poisons. So, as we know, in the beginning, the Garden of Eden, the animals didn't have poison, because if they were to be perfect and peaceful creatures, they wouldn't have needed poison because they ate fruit. But here, we see the Creator brought poison into the beast of the field, or the reptiles crawling in the dust, to strike a plague against those disobedient children of Israel. "Outside, the sword makes parents childless. Inside, there's panic. As young men and girls alike are slain, suckling and gray beards together." So they're talking about the babies as well as those old folks or senior citizens being touched by Jehovah's plagues. "I consider putting an end to them, erasing their memory from the human race. But I fear the insolence of their enemy, the talk of the enemy. Oh, their God put them all to death. He brought them out of Egypt just to kill them. Feared that their foes would mistakenly think we ourselves accomplished this." Okay, so he didn't want them to think they accomplished it by what they were doing, deceiving the people to their false gods. "Good had nothing to do with it. They are a nation without common sense, utterly lacking in discernment. If they were wise, they could figure it out and understand their destiny, destiny of destruction. After all, how can one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to rout, unless their rock sells them to their enemies, unless Good or Adonai hands them over? For our enemies have no rock like our rock, even they can see that." So Good here is saying they don't have a rock like the children of Israel have. The enemies don't have a stronghold. And they can see that they don't have a stronghold or a true God. The enemies can see that. "Rather, their vine is from the vine of Sodom," a place of unnatural things, Sodom and Gomorrah, "from the fields of Amorah. Their grapes are poisonous, their clusters are bitter. The wine is snake poison, the cruel venom of vipers." So it's talking about the wine. The wine here, in this sense, is representing their, how should I put it? It represents their doctrines, or their what the nation stood for. And it represents here their teachings were immoral and not right, or unnatural teachings, teachings of abomination. So that's what is meant here. Their wine is snake poison, so it's not good for you. And the grapes, their clusters are bitter, meaning it's just bitterness of the heart from their teachings. Their grapes are poisonous. So even the food is talking about their food as far as the knowledge that they're taking in. And it possibly may have been relating to their foods. are poisonous. But more than likely, as I know, it would have represented the knowledge whenever speaking about food, like spiritual food. All right, that's it for my Bible reading. And now close in prayer. And you can hear the ministries further at blogtalkradio.com/Jesus0917 or Goodhouse 1968 at Blog Talk Radio or at Airtime Pro, Goodhouse 1968. All right, that's it. Good, I petition that you, this lesson is beneficial for reproving and setting things straight in the heart of the brothers and sisters who listen, that they are able to benefit and become holy and to love Jesus Christ and accept Jesus Christ in their life, and to be able to learn more about Yeshua, His Word, and His willing, and yours as well, Jehovah. And I ask you this in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen.